Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
Jesus came into the district of Judea across from the Jordan. Again, the crowds gathered around him, as was his custom, and he taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. So I talked to some of the altar servers before Mass, and I said, "Do you have any idea what you want to be?" Most of them said, "No, maybe something in sports." Okay, sports is good. Sports is good. So in today's gospel, we hear what it means to be married. Now, I'm sure most of you aren't married yet, right? Any of you guys go to school that are married? Okay, good. Oh, you're not married either. Oh, okay. Being a deacon, you get to be married. I got that going for me. In fact, my wife this year and I will have been married to the Matthew 45 years. How about that? That's pretty good. So, yesterday, Father Gerald in his homily was talking about when we say yes, we need to mean yes. And when we say no, we mean no. There are people who think, "Well, you know, we'll get married. We'll just go to Vegas. We'll hop in the car, drive over there, go to Vegas, go to the little, you know, churches on the strip. They do their thing. Poof, we're married. And hey, you know, if it doesn't work out, we'll go to one of those other places on the strip and go, poof, we're divorced." Yeah, it doesn't work that way. When you want to become married, when you find that individual, when I found the individual, you want to be with them. You need to prepare for that time together. It takes months to prepare to get married. But when you finally do, when that time comes, when you're able to look at each other and say yes to that person, not just for a week or for a month or for a year, but for the rest of your life, you're able to say yes to both them, and you're able to say yes in front of God.
Please stand. Let us bring to God our many needs for ourselves and for our world.
For all of us in Christ's body, the church. May the Lord guide us in our ways by his commandments as we go forth and announce his gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For civic leaders, may God empower them as they work to defend the dignity and sanctity of life from conception to natural death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for married couples. May the Lord help them respond to hardship with love and generosity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those gathered here, may God endow us with a spirit of mercy towards others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died in the light of faith, may they rejoice with the choirs of angels in heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of John Dennis London IV, for whom this Mass is being offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now let us take a moment and add our own intentions in silence.